Ki Yaakov b'char leka Yisrael skulosa. Because Hashem chose Yaakov. What does that mean? Hashem chose the children of Yaakov, that we should be his. As a result of that, he is involved in our lives in a way totally different to all the nations of the world. The Jewish people have a hashgacha, have a divine supervision that befits our role in the world to enable us to fulfill our purpose. In fact, it's Pasuk in Kehelet, V'alikim yevakech asanir, if Hashem will seek out the one that's pursued, says the Medrash. Yaakov was pursued by Esav, and Hashem chose Yaakov. Ki Yaakov b'char leka al Pasuk. Right, this doesn't just mean it's Yaakov and not us. It really is Yaakov and all of his descendants. We're Yaakov's descendants. We fulfill the same purpose as Yaakov. We have a schus. We're part of a nation that has been pursued by the Zera Esav, by the descendants of Esav for the last 2,000 years, if not more. Why? Because they understand what we represent in the world. And that means we've had a special hashgacha. We've survived intact. Yes, there have been a huge amount of casualties along the way, but the Jewish people are here. There's another level too. And that each one of us internally is also a nirdaf, is also pursued by our inner Esav. That's a Yetzirah. In every situation we go through in life, we're pursued. The Yetzirah is running after us. Every machshava, dibur, maisa, every thought, every word of speech, every action, the Yetzirah is there, running after us. Yaakov is Lashon of Esa, Akev. Akev is a heel. It is a Lashon to Chazal of Hachna and Bittel. To nullify ourselves to Hashem. To be able to do what Hashem wants rather than what the Yetzirah wants. So whether it's in the outer world, whether it's the inner world. Here we're pursued. Hashem's there looking after us and helping us. In fact, the Gemara tells us the Yetzirah is trying to get us every single day. If it wasn't for Hashem, yeah, the Yetzirah would succeed. In the outer world, the nations are trying so hard to wipe us off the face of the earth. That's Ki Yaakov b'char leka. This is really explains Ki Yaakov b'char leka, the one that chose, the Creator chose Yaakov to be his. There's another thing too. The Shlach HaKadosh says, because you're the ones that Hashem chose, you're the ones that need to praise Hashem more than anyone else. Meaning when there's a deep awareness of who we are, what our role is, what our purpose is. What comes with that is a responsibility to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem. To which the Malbim adds on. The Klal Yisrael played by a totally different set of rules. We are, our destiny, our history is different to every other nation. As a result of that, we have an awesome responsibility in this world, tremendous opportunities to praise Hashem.